Good morning, boys and girls. Good. Was your week good? Yes. Okay, so today I'm going to tell you a story. You probably already know it. And if you were in Sabbath school last week, you probably heard it. Or 2 weeks ago. This story is from a lady named Hannah. Who knows a lady named Hannah in the Bible? Yes. Well, she had a husband, like I do. She had a husband, but she had something missing. What was it? She was missing a baby, right? She didn't have a baby. She had no babies. But she did something that we all do today. As a matter of fact, since we're talking about that, all week, in months now, we've been praying for Sister Susan. You remember Sister Susan? And do you see your prayers have been answered? She's here today. Look. Right? So this story has a little bit of that as well, that God answers our prayers when we pray faithfully with all our hearts. This lady named Hannah prayed and prayed every day maybe for a baby. And she's starting to get old and she's starting to get desperate. And she's like, oh, Lord, please, please, please grant me a baby. I promise if you do, I'll return him back to you. So one day she went to the temple with her husband. She went to the temple with her husband, and she was there praying. And I think she was probably doing like this. Don't laugh at me.
Please, Lord.
And the priest that was there was thinking, oh, boy, there's a drunk lady. Because she must be acting crazy, right? If you want something so desperately and you start praying for it, you probably kind of look crazy, right? Yeah, I would think so. So I think she was going all crazy, crying, praying, begging the Lord to grant her a baby. The man thought she was drunk, and he comes to her, and she says, I'm not drunk. I'm just praying desperately because I want a baby. Then he said, okay, go home. Next year, this time, you'll come back to the temple with a baby. Did you think she believed him? What do you think, Valerie? You haven't heard the story yet? You don't remember? Yeah. Well, she did have a baby. And his name was what?
Samuel.
Yes. The Lord had promised her she's going to have a baby, and she did. He keeps his promises, right? So that is why it is very, very important that we pray with all our hearts when we pray to Jesus and have faith and wait patiently for him to respond to your prayers. She did have her baby. She did give the baby to the Lord. She took him to the temple where he grew up, right? She saw him every time she went to church, but he never lived with her. But she kept a promise the same way God kept her promise to her. So boys and girls, don't forget to what? Pray all the time, every time, day and night, okay? All right, that's the story. Who wants to pray?
Me.
You can pray. Okay, when she's done, you're going to pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father God, bless the Sabbath, bless me and my family, bless the teacher, bless my friends in Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen.
Bless the people, bless us tonight. Amen.
Amen. All right, you can go sit down.